that know his name is above all names. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get into the review. And let me remind you guys, the subject is a step into faith, is a step into his grace, into his marvelous grace, in his amazing grace. The more I understand grace, the more I understand why people would call it marvelous and why people would call it amazing. Father God, we come thanking you, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that it's your word that teaches us how to pray. It's your word that teaches us about your promises. It's your word, Father God, that teaches us that you heal us physically, spiritually, and mentally. Why? Because it's in your word, Father God. We learn that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. It is flowing in my veins. I just thank you for it. I thank you for the abundant life. I thank you that because it's in your word, Father God, we're learning this stuff now. So I thank you for it. I thank you for repentance, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you will redirect us and guide us in the way we should go. We know, Father God, that your word says, woe to those who call evil good and call good evil. So I thank you, Father God, that we are truly, truly repenting for the things that we've done in this life. Father God, I thank you for the healing power for those that have been laid on the altar, those that we've asked you to heal, and you made it happen. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, Father God, for those that are believing in your prayer right now. I pray, Father God, for traveling mercy for those that, Father God, that we know that's on the road, in your mighty name. I come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. I ask you, Father God, to give them traveling mercy and your grace. Pray also, Father God, for protection. Those that have asked for protection, I pray the prayer of protection. Build a hedge around them. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can trust in you. And we can trust in your word. According to your word, Father God, you are my shield. According to 2 Samuel 22:3, you are our shield. You are our horn of salvation. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you are my stronghold and my refuge. I thank you, Father God, that that's what you are to us. Then I heard you say in Psalms 82:18-2, Father God, that you are my God, my rock. So I thank you for being my rock. I thank you for being my shield. I thank you for being my buckler. I just thank you, Father God, for family. I thank you, Father God, that knowing that my baby daughter just had a birthday, I thank you for it. Praise you for it. Give you the honor and the glory. Praying also, Father God, for those that asked me to pray for their spouse. Whatever going on, I just put them before you and let them be part of your plan, Father God. I pray for your healing power in that relationship. I know your word will go through all of that and give them wisdom, Lord. Give them knowledge. Let them be able to hear one another, talk to one another. Pray, Father God, that they'll hear your voice. And that would be their real concern, to be able to hear your voice and acknowledge the things that you. So as I close, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you again for healing all those that have asked for healing and been praying for healing, and they walking in their healing. And I just thank you for their walking in their healing. Now, these and all blessings I ask in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, this is the review. I think we had a good lesson this week. I know we did. Ain't no thinking it. I know we did. Enjoy all of those that engage on Thursday. Thank God for Evangelist Ursula that prayed for her, came in three times this week.
Yeah.
Thank God for Evangelist Pastor Marilyn, who was on four times this week. Also, I want to thank you for her mother, who is out of ICU and in her own private room recuperating. So I thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, for Minister Robinson, who have is out of rehab, and he's rehabbing at home now. Hallelujah. So he's ahead of schedule. So we thank you from that. Thank you from him this morning as well, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for Evangelist Renee, Father God, who is out of the hospital, praise God, and recuperating as well. And also, I just thank you for all those that we've been praying for, and they walking in their healing, they walking in their victory. And I'm decreeing it and declaring it right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for it.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Brothers, sisters. Anyway, we talked about a step in faith is a step into His grace, and we talked about a lot of things this week. But that was the subject. If anybody have any thing they want to share, we open it up right now in the name of Jesus. So. Just press one and we'll let you in.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanking and praise God for the praise reports. Amen. And God being God, amen. And it's just truly a blessing, amen, to hear how God is moving through the power of prayer, amen. One of the scriptures I like to share is coming from Ephesians.
Pastor, can't get you to hold up for a second. Evangelist, because I know you got your stuff. Evangelist Sharon. I might have missed him. I stepped out for a moment.
Praise God.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon. I want to thank you for that beautiful prayer. That was a beautiful prayer for whoever, whatever couple. You prayed for everything for them. That was beautiful. It was heartfelt and thoughtful. And I also want to say this week, we talked about faith. It's not just having faith. You have to have the stamina. To be a Christian, you have to have stamina. You have to fight through whatever. Stamina is important. People think you just have to have faith for what they want. No, you have to have faith. It means stay in power. You have to stay with God all the time. Not just when things are going bad. Or not just when you want something. You have to stay. You have to have stamina, staying power. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Beasley, and thank you, Pastor Bell, for continuing your service to God. I love you both. And Sister Renee, I hope you get better soon. I love you. Everybody else, have a good afternoon. Sister Marilyn, I hope your mom feels better. And the pastor who was in accident, I hope he's better too. You all are in my prayers. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Robinson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Amen, amen.
And we love you too. We love you in behalf of everybody else. We love you too, Evangelist Sharon. And don't ever forget it.
Amen.
We love you.
I know Pastor
agree with that, because from time to time, your name will come up. And we always talk about how much we care for you and love you. And so thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pastor. You can go now.
Oh, no, that's all right. No. Mm-mm. Amen. I'm thankful to hear from her also. Amen.
Thank
I love her.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you that God is good all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
That scripture I wanted to share was Ephesians 4:1, where it says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of your vocation wherewith ye are called. And so I tied that in with our message, with that walk. And from the New Living Translation, it said, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. For you here have been called by God. So that's why we should walk by faith and not by sight as we are walking. Let it be to God's glory. Let others see God's glory shining through so that they too can walk by faith. And you talked about that faith, Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that's what we are reaching for, because we know God is in control and he's working things out for our good. So let us not be discouraged because God is not moving in the time we want him to move. Know that he's working things out for our good. Because the scripture said, for those who love God, now, you got to love him. And so as we love God, know that he's working things out for our good. No matter what you go through,
that's
God
right.
In the midst. He is doing for us. So
amen.
Let's stand on that word of God. And thank
Hallelujah.
Pastor for that prayer, as he also prayed. For the couple, and pray for all of us. You know, let us stand on God's word. He always said, get a scripture and stand on that scripture. Whatever it is, it's a scripture. And I like to say medicine for us as we stand on God's word, as we, you know, continue to walk worthy. So that's what I wanted to share. A step by faith is a step into his grace. Amen. And I just thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press 1. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else?
God. Amen. He's worthy.
I'm gonna share this. God gave us something on Monday, and it's powerful and it's deeper than you think. But when you go in Hebrews 12, I think it was 1 and 2 for Monday, it said, and I'll read it out of King James. And Pastor, if you care, you can read it out of whatever the Lord leads you to. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to read that from the Message Bible. Praise God. And that's Hebrews 12:1-2. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no characteristic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. Yes. And now he's there, in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
And thank you so much. But here's what God showed us on Monday, is that these people had truly repented.
Yeah.
And he said, we got so great cloud of witnesses. Well, to understand that, you go back to the 11th chapter, and it gives you all of these people who had died in faith, having not yet received the promises, but they were able to maintain, like Evangelist Chen was talking about over there in the 9th verse, Hebrews 11:9, they was able to maintain. They was able to sustain themselves. How did they do that? By the word of God. That's how they was able to sustain themselves. They were sustained by their faith. So when you read that, understand that these people had come to the point that they was repenting. They was repenting.
Yeah.
They was repenting. So to repent means to let's do it God's way. Now, we done did it all these other ways because we always taught that repentance when you listen, brother and sister, repentance should be for the church folk. It should be for any religious person. Because when you repent, you're turning from one way, doing it a different way. And God said, that's what true repentance is. These folks have stopped doing it their way and doing it my way. How do I know that? Remember what God said in Isaiah 5:20? Those who call evil good and good evil, but that's exactly what they have done. That's what people do today. They call going to church good. Doing this is good. See, instead of doing it God's way, that's what repentance is. When you stop doing it man's way, your way, and say, you know what? I'm going by what the word of God says. Absolutely true. And we start confessing, and I know to some people it may sound ridiculous what I'm telling you, but there's a lot of people call good evil and evil good. And if you don't know the difference, then you have to study the word of God so you can see, well, wait a minute. Because it's good, it doesn't mean it's good for me. Because God told Adam and Eve, if you remember, he said, there's a tree there. It's right there. It's good and evil, but don't bother it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
I know it's good. I know it's good stuff on there, but because it's good, that don't mean it's not good for you. Who all know everything ain't good for you. Candy's good, but that don't mean it's good for you. Too much of good stuff, but that don't mean it's good for you. So all good ain't great. All good ain't what we think should be good. But anyway, going to my point, God said they have to start calling good evil, and that's what they're doing. They're calling good evil and evil good. But we're to do what the Word of God says. So the writer says, and if you listen at Hebrews, I'm putting it go there, Hebrews 12, he says, wherefore, see, after, in other words, go back to the 11th chapter, and we have all these witnesses to prove that they were doing it a different way. Now we need to do it God's way. That's why he says, wherefore. Wherefore really means to go back and see what they're talking about. So he said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such great cloud of witnesses. Well, who is these witnesses over there in the 11th chapter?
Yeah.
In the 11th chapter, all these witnesses, all these people. He said, so let us lay aside every weight of sin. Well, what were they singing? Stop and think about what sin were they talking about. I'm glad you asked. It was how they were believing, how they were walking, the things that they were doing. So they made a change. They said, you know what? We're going to do it God's way. So all these people died in faith, not yet receiving the promises, but seeing it afar off. They died believing that word that God had given them.
Amen.
Yes.
So that's why Hebrews 12 is talking about these people died believing the word of God. He says, so let us run this race with patience now, this race that is set before us. And how are we going to do that? Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. See, here's the thing. Christian life involves hard work, most folks say. It requires to give up everything they want to say. Our relationship with God to be number one in such a way that we're going to run this race and we're going to do it patiently. And that may be a struggle with sin. That may be a struggle with this, that, or the third. And it's okay because we've all had to deal with some things. But here it is. We must keep our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
We will slumber from time to time. We will be surrounded by people who say this and say that. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you can't look at that stuff. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You can't even look at your circumstances. And the Lord told me this person, he said, I don't even want you looking at your circumstances. Because when you're looking at that, you took your eyes off me.
All right.
That ain't hit you yet. Yeah. See, when you start looking at other means, you just took your eyes straight off of God.
Yes. Say that again, Pastor. Yeah.
See, so the Lord showed me, hey, you got to keep your eyes on me for everything. That's why he said, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Yeah. If I say to Evangelist Sharon, whatever you need, call me. See, that's what you mean, looking unto. You need bread? I got you. You need a car? I got you. Yeah. Look, you're looking unto me now. But the moment you say, you know what? I done bothered the pastor too much. I'm not going to bother him. I'm going to call Pastor Bill. Well, see, she ain't looking unto me anymore. She's looking at another situation, another alternative, another option. And sometimes we have the tendency to do that. Yeah. But God wants us to look unto him for everything. That's why he said, looking unto Jesus. Yeah. So when you go back to the 11th chapter and you see these people, they were looking to, I mean, plenty examples are over there in the 11th chapter. They were all looking different ways. Then they said, you know what? We're going to look unto Jesus. Because The Bible said they sojourned the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, and in Isaac and in Jacob, heirs of the heir of the promise. It says, for they looked for a city which they couldn't even find, whose building and maker is God. And it's through all of this that they realize that, you know what? We got to look to Jesus, Sarah. And it just, you know, how she got stricken, even when she was conceived, conceiving a seed, and was delivered a child when she was past age. Let me put a pin right there, because brothers and sisters, it's so important that we understand certain words, certain things we understand. I was talking to a sister yesterday. I ain't going to call her name. So she said, well, you know, these people, they just ruined my self-esteem. I said, no, they didn't, honey. Oh, yeah, yes, they did, Pastor. You think you know everything. I said, no, I don't know everything. You're going to start arguing with me. I said, they didn't do anything to your self-esteem.
Come on. Say it.
They can't do anything to your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why you say they can't? I said, because it's yours. Itself.
All right.
Itself. It's self-esteem. Now, I don't know if y'all getting to what I was trying to explain to her, but it's self-esteem. It's what you do.
Yeah.
I can't bother evangelists sharing self-esteem. That's hers. Now, she can have low self-esteem about herself. She can have high self-esteem about herself. But I can't do anything with her self-esteem.
All right.
Not me. It's hers.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me every bit 45 minutes to try to explain to this person that self-esteem is your esteem, not mine. And I can't bother. That's all on you, baby.
Yeah.
And I think the light came on right at the end.
All right.
And that's the same thing with when it comes to faith. Faith is the word of God, man.
Mm-hmm.
You may not see that like that. You may still want to say, well, my faith. It's your faith when you get a scripture and stand on it. Then it's your faith. But without having a scripture, you have no faith.
All right, say it now.
Yeah, see, without having a scripture, you have no faith. Now, you can brag about, oh, I know the Lord, how long you've been knowing him, all that. But wait a minute. Faith is the word of God, and Jesus is the author of that word.
Hallelujah.
And the finisher. So when you say you got faith, all I want to hear, what scripture you got? What scriptures you standing on?
Mm-hmm.
If you say, God healing you and you got faith in God, just don't tell me you got faith in God and you don't have a scripture. That doesn't help me.
All right. Right.
And it took me another 25 minutes to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, not by an idea, not by what you feel. See, a lot of people, they feel like they have faith.
All right.
But what we have is a word from God, and we stand on that. Then you can adequately say, I have faith. You can say it without a doubt. You can say it that you have faith, and then you can prove it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you got a scripture.
Say
it.
So
I just want everybody to understand, hey, well, when you're talking about you have a faith, because in the book of Habakkuk, it said that we all got to live by our own faith.
Well,
that means you get a word from God. That's what happened in the book of Hebrews 11. All of these people died in faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Faith, when you think about Abraham had a word from God. Sarah had a word from God. That's why we have such great cloud of witnesses. All these
Hallelujah.
People had a word from God.
Yes.
Yes.
He had a word from God. So what we
yes.
have in common is a word from God. Do
yes.
I need to tell you, Noah? The Bible said by faith,
Hallelujah.
Noah, being warned of things not to seem as yet, he moved with fear, prepared an
yes.
ark to the saving of his house. He got a word yes. from God. And I said, Noah, go build an ark.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
he had a word
yeah.
from God. Moses.
Amen.
Moses had a word from God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, all these people died in faith. Why? Because without it, you can't please God.
Amen.
So preacher, make it plain. Okay.
Yeah.
Without a word from God, you're not pleasing God. The only thing pleases God, I know this sounds, but it's true. The only thing pleases God is his word. So he
Amen.
Said, without faith, it's impossible to
Amen.
Please him. So in other words, without God's, you taking God's word back to him, you can't please him. Because his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. See, heaven and earth can pass away before the word of God will. So God's word is our faith. That's our faith right there. Remember Hebrews 11? Do I need to go? Because I will go there. Because I got receipts. The Bible says, now faith is the substance. The word of God
yes.
is your substance.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would give me a different definition for substance. Because this probably going to open the doors for a lot of people if they really get the understanding what substance is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about substance, see, I don't know. I call myself giving definition last week, but I don't know how many people really understood what I was saying. So I'm going to need some help. Between you and Evangelist Sharon, y'all may have to help me. Because what I'm thinking substance is, it may be something different. Because just like I think substance is something essential. You know, it's something that you got to depend on. Something you got to rely on. And I use this illustration because Evangelist Sharon said, some time ago, it's like oxygen. You gotta have oxygen. That's your substance for breathing.
That's right.
If you don't
that's
have
right.
it, you're gonna die. It's essential that you have oxygen. That's how I feel
Amen.
About the Word of God. It's essential.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Say it again. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You
got
to have
yes.
something to stand on. Your substance, it and it can be developed. It can grow.
Thank
yeah.
you. Jesus. Thank you.
Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing. That becomes your substance. The Bible said we understand through faith that the world were framed by the word of God.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
faith is the substance of what you're hoping for, if I'm understanding
mm-hmm.
it. Faith is the substance of what you hope for. It's the evidence
yes.
of things not seen. You don't see it, because if you saw it, then it ain't faith.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Say that, Pastor. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
when you read that, when you hear that, what you think about? What you think about? Your substance. See, that's the word right there. That word, substance. I understand
yeah.
it's fundamental. I understand it's elementary. I get all of that. But I need
mm-hmm.
to understand what substance is So, because if faith is the substance, then I need to know what the substance is. Substance is what you're depending on. I'm not ashamed that every month, I get a check. You know, I used to work. Praise God, I don't work anymore like that. I still work a little bit here and there. But my substance is that check.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And when I look in my bank account on the second or third, something better be up in there because I'm depending on that. I'm relying on that. Because, I mean, I got my mortgage to pay. I got light. I got water. I got bills. I'm depending on that. And without that, I can't pay my bills.
Yes. Amen.
So y'all help me. Y'all help me to understand that.
That's
a good illustration. Mm-hmm. Somebody help me. Give me another one. Go ahead.
That's it. Amen. It's essential. It's something that you actually need.
I'm sorry.
It's essential.
Say that again.
It's essential. It's something we actually need, Pastor.
Yeah.
Like you talk about the air that we breathe. Amen. That's what we need. Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, and you gave that about the bill. And so without it, you can't pay it because you don't have no substance to pay it with. Amen.
Exactly.
Our body needs water. Amen.
That's right.
That substance. So, yeah. Amen.
So,
so
that's
right.
What
we
happens
have
to the people.
Earth.
Yeah. See, so it says now, this is how you got to understand this. You have to understand faith was based on the Word of God.
Yeah.
How I know that? Faith was based on the Word of God. That's how we understand it. It says, it was through faith we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. How we know that? Go back to Genesis. And God said.
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Yeah.
He said his word. It was words that he said. And we understand that the world was framed by what God said.
Yes, amen.
So that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. See, we see it now, but no one saw it then. And even today, you don't know how the world was made. What substance was it made out of? What was it depend on? What kind of material? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the Word of God. God just spoke that thing. So you don't see yet.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. It's no scientist. It's no one can tell you the material, the substance that this world was made out of, other than the Word of God. That's what you really want to know what kind of material. See, scientists right now, they want to go to the moon, bring rocks back, go to Mars, go to Venus, go to all these places, and bring it back, trying to see if somebody can live over there on Mars. If you stop on the north side of the moon, you can get water. So we can get somebody get people to the moon, build a station at there, get water, and survive. Francis, let me tell you what. God's substance is the Word of God. So all of these people in the book of Hebrews, that's what they had in common. God had given them a word. Simply saying, he gave them faith. So when God give you a word, and it's in his word, you stand on that. That's your faith right there. That's That's your faith.
Amen.
The Bible says that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. How did he do that? Because God gave him a word, Cain and Abel. But Cain decided that he was not going to operate in God's excellency, his word. And the list go on and on and on. Here's my point. A step into faith is a step into his grace. So it doesn't matter what you did, how you do it. God will let you operate in faith. And sometimes this has to go over and over and over in your head.
Yes, amen.
Why, you want to believe it. You can't believe it if you don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't walk in it, because you're talking about walking by faith. How you walking by faith when you ain't told me a scripture you standing on? You can tell me all day long you walking by faith. Oh, I walk by faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. Okay, cool. Okay, explain that to me. They can't explain it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was just tell me, hey, like Evangelist Renee, by his stripes I'm healed, right over there in First Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know she's walking in your faith. See, I know she's standing in your faith when you give me a scripture.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because that's what faith is. I don't see it, but I believe it. I get it. I'm walking by faith. Well, I'm walking by the Spirit. How are you going to walk by the Spirit when you don't have a word? Because the word says in John 6:63, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
So it becomes full circle, brothers and sisters. It comes down to the word of God. That's what faith is.
Yes.
That's what pleases God. That other garbage people be doing that. God ain't pleased with that.
That's right.
Hebrews 6:11-6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. There's only two things here. Either you don't want to please him, or you don't know how to please him. Well, we could make three and say you're just ignorant when it comes to him. But either you want to please him or you don't. There's no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90-10. Either you want to please God or you don't.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to cut all that garbage and just tell you the truth. If you want to make somebody happy, you're going to make them happy. If you don't, you're not. Okay?
Amen.
Period.
That's right. Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Right.
Period.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I tell you making me happy is cooking me some biscuits, then you're going to cook them or you're not. Don't tell me about, I don't know how. No, look up YouTube. I don't know. Look at a recipe. I mean, if you want to please me and I tell you I need a biscuit, then you're going to find a way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
That's how God is saying, brothers and sisters. And y'all probably saying, if you say, I don't mind hooking up with you, but you know, the only thing that pleased me is you. You got to pull your pants up. You can't walk around with me with your pants down like that. You got to pull them up.
Yeah.
I want to see your, I ain't trying to see what's, I need you to pull your pants up.
Amen.
For that please me. Now, if I don't want to please you, I won't pull my pants up. But if I want to please you, I'm pulling my pants up. So God said, without faith, you can't please him. So if you want to please him, you'll grab a scripture. And then he'll help you. You can tell the Spirit to lead me to a word. I need a spirit. I need a word. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can stand on. If I tell you I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world, Evangelist Renee. I am the light of the world. See, I don't care how you look at me or what you think about me. I'm telling you what I am. I am the light of the world.
Amen.
That's where my faith is. Well, then I go to Matthew 5:13-14, and I show you. Not only am I the light of the world, I'm the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but preacher, you done did this in life. You see, that there's another problem right there when people add stuff.
Yeah.
Your past, mm-hmm. Let me speak to somebody, right? I don't speak life into you right now because you've been on a dead word. I've been speak life to somebody right now. Your past tested you. It didn't define you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I better say that. Somebody didn't hear that. I know you did this, you did that. That was only a test, but that didn't define who you are. The word of God defines who you are. Or who you is. I am you, Lord. It's the word that defines who you are. Not, So you don't let what you did in 2018, that was just a test. COVID was a test. It didn't define me. It didn't take me out.
Yes.
It tested me.
Hallelujah.
You passed the test. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
It didn't take you out. You had some valleys. It didn't take you out. It tested you. You had some disappointments. It tested you. It didn't define you.
Yes, it did.
What people talking about you wasn't going to do and how you wasn't going to make it, that just tested you. That didn't define you.
That's right.
Praise God.
Did that. Yes. Amen. Praise God.
Doctor, tell me what was going to happen to me. You just, I was a test, man. That didn't define me. The word of God is what defined me.
Yes.
I'm a partaker of a divine nature. Second Peter 1 and 4. That's what defines me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Going to church don't define me. Being the church is what defines me.
Yes, that's right. That part.
Yeah.
And for people don't know, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't say it to this person, but I started to, but I just have so much love for God. I said, don't say it like that because you might hear. She said to me, and there's nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you have to let people know. And even they may not know and they may not understand. You have to understand that you're up on the covenant with God. And your contract is different than their contract.
That's right.
Yeah, know that. So I say, you live by your contract, I'm living by mine.
Amen. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, believe it or not, when you think about it, we're under covenant with God. And I ain't finna mess up my contract with
him. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Praise for all the time.
My contract is important to me.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
So, I'm living under the new, and you may be living under the old. Well, you keep on living up under your old contract because I'm living up under my new contract.
That's right.
Amen.
I was talking to this representative. She told me, she says, under your old plan or your old contract, she says, you didn't have what they call silver sneaker because that's an exercise thing. I said, well, where is it? She says, it's under the new, but you have to enroll in this one to get under the new one. So, I tell you something, hit me. God said, yeah, that's what's wrong with the church. The church, they want to operate on, they want the new stuff, but they want to operate under the old. You got to re-enroll, man.
Yes.
It's enrollment time. You got to enroll under the right plan. And if you don't do it by December the 7th, you're still going to be under the old plan.
So
I said, oh, hurry up and sign me. I'm going to get $200 extra a month. I'm going to be part of the silver sneaker, or whatever they call it. I'm going to get all these other benefits.
Yeah.
I want new plan.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, some of y'all ain't 65 yet. Y'all may not know what I'm talking about, but you gotta, you know, you gotta be older to understand. There's benefits out there, boy, for seniors.
Yes, that's right. That's it. But you got to enroll. You got to enroll. Amen. Yeah. See, if a sneaker's in my life, get that extra $200 a month is another one. I mean, I probably have different zip code. I can get $300 a month. That's a lot of money. You know, $200 a month for your light bill. Amen. And you ought to be a pay something. Yeah. Hey, my phone bill and my cable. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to leave it right there. Anybody have anything they want to say, what went on this week? Any word you got from the Lord or anything you want to share, it's still open. And thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon and Pastor. I thank both of you guys for engaging. I thank God for you. Anybody else got something to say? No, you got a word.
Yeah. Gotta hear that word. When you hear it, it comes alive, Pastor. When you hear
it. Make your faith come alive. Get a word and start hearing it. Hearing it over and over and how many ever times. That's how you build your faith.
That's right.
You can build your faith up.
Amen.
And I want to say this to somebody, too, before I... You're going to either build your faith or you're going to tear it down.
You're either
going to be with it or you're not. And if you constantly tear down your faith by discrediting what the Word says, you're tearing down your position with God.
Have mercy. Amen, amen.
Yeah. How you know you've been called unless you find a scripture that say, you know what? You know, I've been called. I'm wonderfully made. I mean, how are you going to say that if you don't stand on the word? See, when you find the right scripture, that becomes your faith.
Yes.
You know, we just experienced that this week. Evangelist Sharon said, she said, well, I don't know exactly where it is, but I know where. And she was talking about Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And she gave a little testimony before that. She said, you know, it ain't about education. It ain't about wisdom. She said, but you got to trust in God. And then we had it another day this week. I think Evangelist Marilyn said, with all your heart. That's your whole heart and your whole spirit. How many people really trust God like that, believe in God like that, depend on God like that? Well, if you do, let's join the people in the book of Hebrews 11 chapter. Got to join them and say, hey, I'm one of them witnesses too.
That's right.
Got to be a witness. Just standing on a scripture.
Amen. Got to. Amen.
And if you don't know one, ask me, I'll give you one. Say, well, this is what I'm dealing with. Give me a scripture. Yeah, I'm going to find one for you because I want you to know that you're standing on one. You know, you're standing on faith.
Yeah. You're standing on faith. That's right.
And if you don't have a scripture, you're not standing on one. I tell you that right now.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay. Praise God. She hung up. Okay. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay, there's Evangelist Sister Marilyn. Pastor.
I just want to thank everybody for the prayers of the righteous that avail of much. My mom is doing better. She's healing.
Hey.
They did the second surgery, and she's healing. They took a tooth out of her yesterday. And so my sister called it a bubble. The first surgery, they put in a tube. And the second surgery, they took out that tube, and they put in something my sister called a bubble. But it was another tube. But they took it out, and she said, I'm alive. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, you are. You are alive.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes. So I just want to thank everyone for their prayers.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Won't he do it?
He will.
Yes.
Oh, he'll do it.
Yes, he will.
He will.
Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. I thank God for Evangelist Renee's healing. I got to tell her she's still healing. She's still standing on that scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So you just go up, the blessings come down. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. And she's home from the hospital.
We'll see you all tomorrow for the word at night. Hallelujah.